I'm Nick Harcourt here at 88.5 KCSN, and Tori Amos joins us. It's great to talk to you again.
Hi, Nick. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, and yours too. I want to talk, obviously, about what you're up to and what you've been up to. Last time we spoke was about a year or so ago, and I was actually surprised to hear that you'd got another album already. It's called Gold Dust, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, because I know it takes some of your past material and sets them to the sound of the Metropole Orchestra. Can you tell us how it came about?
The Metropole Orchestra invited me to play one show. And as you know, you prepare for one show no different than you would prepare for 10. So we got many songs orchestrated, picked and chosen, thinking that they would be great for this specific orchestra. And as we were in rehearsals, there became a chemistry, a magical sort of relationship happening, a conversation that was going on, and someone just happened to be there from Deutsche Grammophon, and they said, you know what, we need to capture this conversation properly with a proper recording in order to celebrate the 20 years that's coming up. And that's really the genesis of how the project began.
Now, when you say the 20 years that's coming up, you're saying 20 years since you started releasing music?
Since Little Earthquakes.
Right.
That's sort of
under your own name. Yeah.
Under my own name, yes.
So, gosh, it's hard for me to think that it's been 20 years. I know that you had to go back through your material to decide which songs you wanted to do. What kind of a process was that as you were looking back at your life, really, through the songs that you've written and recorded?
Well, I wanted to represent different memories that have informed my life and possibly stories that people have told me over the years that have really moved me, relationships that they have had with the songs themselves, women who have talked to me about Silent all these years and what their story is. And of course, their story has become part of the lineage of Silent all these years. So when I recorded it, re-recorded it with the Metropole, all of those pictures and stories were a part of the recording, and the songs have really become and grown with me and with other people's stories, making them who they have become. So I wanted to choose things that told a different narrative from different generations. Winter, which was about me when I was a little girl, and my relationship with my dad and my granddad, to something like Gold Dust, which is about the birth of my daughter, Natasha.
Now, the single is Flavor, right?
Yes.
Tell us how you reinterpreted this one, and what in particular do you think that the Metropole brought to it?
This song originally was built around drum loops, and she stepped forward and said, I really think my time is now. My time talking to people in a troubled time in a year of an election, whereby the song celebrates different cultures, different belief systems, embraces that, and questions whose God then is God. They all want jurisdiction in the book of Earth. Whose God spread fear? Whose God spread love? And I think it asks a question in a way that isn't judging, but it does ask a question whereby if we really are judging another lifestyle or group of people, consenting adults, is that truly a Christian compassionate viewpoint? And I would say, no, that isn't. And as a minister's daughter, I've been pushed through my life to really look at what beliefs really mean. And so Flavor is the song that I felt her time is now.
Okay, we're going to listen to that, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more with Tori Amos. I'm Nick Harcourt. It's 88.5 KCSN, and this is Flavor.
Above, you must pick a side? Will you choose fear? Will you choose love? What does it look like? This orbital ball from the fringes of the Milky Way. What does it feel like? This orbital ball from the fringes of the Milky Way. In the book of Earth, whose God spread fear, spread love. What does it look like? This orbital.
So that was Flavor by Tori Amos, and a reinterpretation, a re-recording of that song, and the new version is on the album Gold Dust. And before we let you go, I do want to just sort of delve a little bit more into working with an orchestra and perhaps how that might have changed the way you write today. Has it had an influence? I would imagine it must have had.
Well, when you imagine that an orchestra is like a dragon, it's a creature. And the conductor is the dragon tamer. And so if you can get your Busendorfer on top of the dragon's back in high heels and allow yourself to just fly with this dragon and not fall off, that is the key, then the music, your own music, begins to change. The way that you might have heard it or envisioned it, once you have these incredible orchestrations from Jean-Philippe Chanel, and these players who bring their heart and soul to your own songs, you begin looking at your own songs in a way, sort of like I think we must look at our children as they grow up. And you think, you know, you're your own person. There's a side to you that I'm learning about and loving and finding out about. And it's just it's overwhelming, to be honest.
I remember one of the first times I spoke to you, and I guess we're both fortunate enough that we've been around doing what we love for 20 years. I remember one of the first times I spoke to you at the end of the interview, I said to you, so what's next? And you said, oh, I don't know, I think I might have a baby. And I remember you telling me that, and it was actually several years later until you actually did become a mother. Again, I know I've asked you this maybe before, but what impact has that had on how you create today?
Well, I'd say for me, there's life before Tash, and then there's life now that Tash has been born. I guess I see everything completely different, but in a good way. I think before I was a mom, I didn't really laugh very much. I don't know if I knew how to laugh. And she has that British sense of humor, but she has brought me into a world of seeing things upside down, right side up, from a different angle in ways that I didn't look at it before. So being a mom, I guess, is it's changed the musician completely.
Well, congratulations, obviously, on first of all, celebrating 20 years of recorded music as Tori Amos, and this collection of new studio recordings is really rather fabulous. The album is called Gold Dust, and it's Tori Amos at 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt. Thanks, Tori.
Thank you, Nick. See you next time.
Ta-ta.